the brachas that we begin the Shemoneh Esrei with. The additional parts that we say on Yom Ne'rom, I'll begin with Uvachayim, the very first additions that we make, except for the additions of Zechreinu L'chaim. For the additions that we make on Rosh Hashanah itself, the expanded bracha of Kedushas Hashem, the expanded bracha of Hamelech HaKadosh. We begin by saying Uvachayim Tein Pach Lecho Hashem Lekeinu. Uvachayim Tein Kovod, Uvachayim Tzadikim Yirvi Yisvachu. And so, God should impose His Pach and His fear on all of His creation, and He should give Kovod to Klal Yisrael, and the Tzadikim should be excited when Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals Himself. So the Avud Raham, probably the earliest perish to all of the sinner, the Avud Raham that written by one Arvishon, says Uvachein, that word, Uvachein, and so. Because if we were writing it, we would probably just say, Tein Pachtecha. Tein Pachtecha, Shem Lekem, Akol Ma'asecha. There's no way, the bracha begins, Atok Kadosh, Meshimcha Kadosh, Ukadoshim, B'chol Yom Yalucha Sela. You're holy, your name is holy, Ukadoshim, the Machlokas, whether it means a tzaddikim, or whether it means a malachim, give a Kodesh Baruch Hu praise every day. And then we would now continue to daven for God's name being praised, not only by malachim and tzaddikim, but by everybody. Tein pachtecha Hashem lekeinu. What's the uvachein? Oh, if we found a reason to say vachein, we would say vachein. What's uvachein? So the Avud Raham makes the following comment. Avud Raham says that it's al shem uvachein avo al hamelech shelo kedos. That it's based on the phrase that Esther Hamalka says when Mordechai presses her to make an appointment to receive an audience with Achashverosh. So again, if it would be a remez that is noted by contemporary commentary, so it would be a cute comment. But it's being the Avud Raham, who's the foremost and the earliest Pirush to Siddur, so then we have to look at it more carefully. That he's pointing out that when Esther achieved this audience with Achashverosh, so she says, "Uvachein, avo al hamelech shelo kedos." Right? Mordechai says to Esther that you have to go in, and Esther says, "But he calls me from time to time, but this is not one of the times I get an audience with him." So Esther, so Mordechai says to Esther, "But if not now, well, when?" You know, that this is the only time, this is the time that's been set aside. And that's set aside. This is the time when, if you don't move now, there may be nothing to save later on. So, im kazos gad l'malchus. So Esther says, all right, fast for several days. Uvachein avol ha-melech. And if you fast for me, so then with that, I will come and meet with the king. And we know that Achashverosh Tama was taken by her charm. Exactly, that was probably part of one of the miracles of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And the Gaon writes that she had fasted for 3 days. So how charming could a woman be after fasting for 3 days? So even she's a very pretty woman, which the Gemara is not equivocates about that. Whether she was an inner charm, or whether there was an outer beauty. But after 3 days of fasting, probably any outer beauty and inner charm is probably wasted away. But nevertheless, Esther found favor, Achashverosh, something took Achashverosh. So that's what the Avud Raham is probably pointing out. That when we come to Rebbeinu Shlomo, we remind ourselves now with the Shemoneh Esrei is we're over the Fnei HaMelech. We're standing in front of the king on the day when the entire day is a Midos Fnei HaMelech. So we remind ourselves that we're also coming to Rebbeinu Shlomo Shalom Kedos. If we would be successful in our, during the entire year in our Shmiras HaMitzvahs, if during Elul we would have been successful in preparing ourselves and in dealing with all the different issues we have to deal with on Chaveron and families in the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and to think that in 3 days we will have accomplished everything and we'll come and be able to present ourselves and we will have access to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we all know that every Rosh Hashanah we don't feel as if it's our we've achieved an appointment, but if not, if Lo Achshavei Masai, If we don't try, if we're not mechutzal from Rosh Hashanah, if we're not mechutzal from Yom Kippur, so then there's no other chance for us. So we are mechazek ourselves. We strengthen this ourselves with the Esther. That Esther, ashaloi kedos, it was not the right time to come. She didn't prepare the way that one's supposed to prepare. But v'chein avo amelach shelo kedos, and I would add that Ahasuerus was taken by the fact that his wife was waiting in the wings for him. And ultimately, we're saying to Rabbanu Shalom that out of that audience with Ahasuerus grew a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. That because of Ahasuerus accepted Esther, so later on the Rabbanu Shalom was able to reveal himself to the Nisim of Neis Purim. So that's part of our tefillah to Rebbe Hashem as well. That we would very much want that Kadosh Baruch Hu should reveal Himself. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes that these are very scary tefillahs, the three uvachains. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that a person has to be sure that he says these three uvachains with a lot of kavanah. Because otherwise we are being very presumptuous. And if we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to place pachad al kol ma'asecha, that's sort of intimating that we live with a certain amount of pachad for Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom to take care of the covet of Klal Yisrael, so that intimates that we really want the covet to be there. Tzaddikim yir v'yismachu. Tzaddikim will be excited because there won't be any tzavara, there won't be anything will get in the way of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that means that we're trying as hard as we can. So we have to be very careful when saying these three v'cheins to say these three parshas with a lot of kavanah. And the bracha that we say, we were focusing in this Shabbos afternoon, we say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us Yom HaZikaron B'Av, V'titin Lanu Hashem Elokeinu, every Yom Tov. We say Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. V'titin lanu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ava es yom hazikaron hazeh. And well, this week we'll say yom haShabbos es yom hazikaron hazeh. So when we refer to Pesach and the Shavuos and Sukkot and there's a Yom Tov replete with beautiful meals and the Simchas Yom Tov is in an extreme. So we understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave these days to us bi'ava with love. What about Rosh Hashanah? Where is V'titin lanu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ava? As the Yom Hadin, he brings us in to judge us. So where is the Ava? So many of the Mefarshim point out, it begins with the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says that by establishing a set time every year for Jews to be able to present themselves to Rabbanu Shalom, that was a tremendous chesed. Because that way we can deal with one year at a time. You can imagine if a person had to think back over the course of a decade, or Kadosh Baruch Hu would amnesty once a decade. If there'd be a Yom Kippur or Shoshana once every 15, 20 years. So can you imagine how a person would have to try to figure out what happened over such a long period of time? So Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us once a year, he insists on us coming once a year. And then he provides us a mechila once a year. So that way we can, and if Rachmana Litzlan, a person would need the kapara, and a person would need to, Kadosh Baruch Hu would demand certain difficulties. If Rachmana Litzlan, we'd have a long time to deal with. So then, God forbid, the kapara could be very, very devastating. Bechinuch points out that that's one of the chasanim Kadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. For non-Jews, they don't come with a Yom Hadin every single year. Here's a little bit of a debate amongst the Svarim, amongst the Gemaras. On one hand, we know that there are many, many different kinds of Yimei Hadin. The Rambam writes that every eighth tzar is a Yom Hadin. When the American people undergo a crisis, they're undergoing a Yom Hadin with the Rabbanu Shalom. But they don't have, the American people don't have a period of time, they don't have an Elo. They don't know when the crisis is going to come. Once they're in the midst of the crisis, so then the American people are being evaluated based on their level of morality, the British, the French. When it comes, when a nation has a drought, so that means there's some kind of din that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is exacting from that nation. Kadosh Baruch Hu exacts from us a din once a year, in a set period of time, so we can prepare ourselves for it. We can think about it. It's on a frequent basis. Shkedei shul yisrabu avonos. That's what we say in Slichos. We say Kadosh Baruch Hu is a matzah klapei chesed. We keep on repeating. It's mavir rishon rishon. What's mavir rishon rishon? That every first aveira Kadosh Baruch Hu lets go. The first time a person misses Kriyas Shema, no. So everybody, everybody misses the Kriyas Shema Tovas. He's mavir rishon. He knocks it out. That's not really indicative of who the person is. People slip up on certain things. The first time a person says something inappropriate. So he's mavir. He keeps on. It sounds like that there are many, many firsts. Many firsts of Eretz. It could be that the same error could be a first time if we're careful and we try to focus on ourselves. So mavir rishon rishon only happens because it's a Rosh Hashanah. If there wouldn't be a Rosh Hashanah, so then the mavir rishon could have been 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So that's what the Chinuch points out, that by giving us a Rosh Hashanah every single year, there's a new kapara, there's a new cheshbon, there's a new mavir rishon. And Rabbi Bechaya says, he's an amazing idea, he says that you won't find in Chumash and Torah Shebichsav expressed the idea of a Yom Hadin. You'll find, as we say, a Yom Zichron Teruah, a day when the Kadosh Baruch Hu recalls the sounds. The truth is that trua also means friendship. The word trua, usruas hamelech bo, nazino, this is parsha, next week's parsha. Usruas hamelech bo, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's friendship. So zichron trua is a double entendre. It's the day of shouting, and the day of, could also be the day of friendship. Day of, so that's what Rosh Hashanah is. So the Barin of Bechaya says, Kadosh Baruch Hu never spelled it out in Torah Shemachsav. Who's that? Right. He says that Eini Lekecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at Eretz Yisrael. But even then, that's the Ramban points out. That's how we know that it's Yom Hadin. That's still not clearly expressed. Kadosh Baruch Hu evaluates Mirvei Shel Hashanah. So we know there's a Yom Hadin for Klal Yisrael. So Ben Mechaya says that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want everybody to know about this, because on one end we say that Kol Boy Olam Boim Lefanecha Kivnei Maram. That's how the other tradition. That there is a Yom Hadin every Rosh Hashanah for the entire world, for every people. But the Rebbe Mechaya says that the entire world is undergoing a din on Rosh Hashanah. It's the creation of the world. It says we evaluate the creation of everybody, every creature. However, he didn't announce it. Why didn't he announce it? The Rebbe Mechaya says that's a special tova Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us. That's Vatita Lonav Hashem Lekeinu Bi'Ava, that even the Yom Hadin is with this love. So we say, "V'chein tein pachtecha." Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Even though Ashelo kedos, we are coming to Kadosh Baruch Hu ill prepared, but we know this is the time when we have to come to Ribono Shel Olam. Mi yadam im le'eis kozos. We have this period of time. In the bracha that we present to Ribono Shel Olam, in the bracha of Malchus, we know that on Rosh Hashanah we have a very special musaf." And we say Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros. We know that we probably would have said Malchus, Achronos, and Shofros, and Shacharis, if not for the Roman times. The Romans were concerned and persecuted us if we blew Shofar. So we moved the Shofar from Shacharis to Musaf. It's the only mitzvah tayom that we push off till Musaf. But that was the only safe time to blow Shofar. So when we pushed the Tkiyas Shofar to Musaf, then we moved the brachos that relate to Shofar to Musaf as well. So the Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofars give expression to three themes. Malchus is God's sovereignty. Zechronos is God's is the Yom Hadin, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers everything which is going on. And Shofros is a reference to the Tkiyas Shofar of Matan Torah and the Tkiyas Shofar of Yimos HaMashiach. So the bracha of Malchus in Musaf is wrapped together with the bracha of Kedushas HaYom. Every Yom Tov gets a bracha where we express that God sanctified the day, and the Rosh Hashanah, since the focus of Rosh Hashanah is announcing God's sovereignty, so the bracha of Malchus wraps together the idea of sovereignty as well as the Kiddushas HaYom. That's where the bracha that we sign off with is Melech al Kol Haaretz Mekadesh es. This is Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. to renounce the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and how it's and how Kodesh Baruch Hu set aside this particular day. We call it the Yom HaZikaron. In that bracha, we quote the Yeda Kol Pa'ul Ki Ato Pialto, the Yevin Kol Yatzur Ki Ato Yitzato, the Yomar Kol Hashem Neshamo V'Yapo Hashem Lekei Yisrael Melech U'Malchus V'Akol Mashalach. I was thinking about these three phrases. The Yeda Kol Pa'ul, everything which God has fashioned, will know that Kadosh Baruch Hu fashioned it. The Yavin Kol Yatzur, and everything which God has shaped, will know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has shaped it. The Yomar Kol Hashem Neshamo V'Yapo. And every living being that has a soul, has the breath of God's life, so that we will say, Hashem Lekei Yisrael Melech Malchus V'Kol Mashalach. So I assume what this means is that in times when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is readily apparent, so he's readily apparent in all different forms of life. Just like we understand that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so there was a certain way in which the natural world would present the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. We speak about in times to come, the Goriz Eidim Kevis. That God's presence will be apparent from everything in the world. We have Midrashim that speak about that when God created the world, there was a certain rebellion amongst the trees. Whether the trees, the bark would taste like the fruit or not, and we assume that Lost Love will come back again. So the Yeda Kopol, I think, means that everything which God has molded will express the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu rules over the world. Yeah, well, we're praying for it.
That's when we pray for it, and then we say, but this is a reiteration, but this is actually what will happen if all
right.
happens in the Bechains.
Right. So that's part of our presentation to the Ron Shalom, that we are being mispalel, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus will become more palpable. So, and the ways it will happen is the natural world will get evidence to it. And I think it refers to the animal world, will give expression to Yomar, but the only part of the world that will actually expressly be able to say, because Baruch Hu will give Kabbalah to Omal Choshmayim, that's Yomar Kol Asher Nishamo V'Yapo. So that's part of our tefillah to Rabbeinu Shalom, that we're the only ones that are going to be able to give expression to it. The Eli Rabba says, we think about this at the beginning of Slichos. And at the beginning of Slichos, we say Slichos always begin 4 days before. This year is one of the shortest. Is the shortest possible Slichos, right?
No,
Thursday is the shortest, right?
No,
Thursday is the longest.
Right.
Thursday is the shortest.
Right.
Thursday is the shortest because you have to at least 4 days of Slichos. Tuesday is the longest. Because you have to begin with a Netzoy Shabbos. So we're in between. We have the Midah Beinonis this year. We're halfway. Why do we have to have a minimum of 4 days? So there are several interpretations. One interpretation is because the Teres Yemei Teshuva is just we 10 days. We 10 days of fasting. Well, we miss 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos Teshuva. And every Yom Kippur, so you have to have a makeup time. But the Eli Rava says that a Korban was taken aside, a Korban Olah was taken aside for 4 days before it was brought, to make sure that it's a healthy korban. So if we look at the pasuk, we quote this in the laning, we quote it in the Musaf as well, that when it comes to the korban ola of Rosh Hashanah, so it says vasisem ola. In every other yom tov it says vikravtem. Here it's vasisem ola. So the Rabbi suggests that there's a remez, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that you'll make yourselves into a korban. And part of that means that we ourselves will be able to give expression. I saw a beautiful idea from Rav Revda. Came out this year. They published some of his discussions for Rosh Hashanah. So he made the following, develops the following idea. We've often quoted the Gemara. The Gemara says, what's the basis for Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros? Gemara says that on Pesach Heviu Lofonai Tvua. On Pesach, there's a din that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has a din on our wheat. So bring to me wheat, and that'll be your korban, the korban of Omer. On Shavuos is the Yom HaDin, because Baruch Hu is judging the fruit trees. So Avil Lefanai Peros, bring fruit, bring Bikurim, today, in order that I'll give a bracha on the fruit trees. Because Baruch Hu says on Sukkah, so because Baruch Hu judges on water. So Avil Lefanai Mayim, do the Nisachamai, bring the water to the base of Mikdash, today, in order that I'll give a bracha to your water. And then Rosh Hashanah, that every person comes in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiyem Adin. So there, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Imru Lafonai Malchius, Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. Right? Imru Lafonai Zechronos, Kedei Shetala Zechronechem Lafonai Latova. Ubameo B'Shefer. And we often discuss this in different ways. It's a difficult Gemara. It's like two separate parts of the Gemara. The first part of the Gemara makes you understand. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, bring to me water, and I'll give you a brach on your water. That means, show me that you can serve me with your water. Show me that you can bring a korban out of water. Show me that you're going to bring your fruit to Beis HaMikdash, and say, Videi Vikurim, and say, Rami Aved Avi, and say, look how Kodesh Baruch Hu bless you, there's going to be a hakaras, a tov for this fruit, so I'll give you a brach, you have more fruit. Bring me tavua, and bring a korban out of it. So that's what we refer to as a keli amachzik bracha. We create the keli, we bring the fruit. By bringing the fruit, we now have created a tool by which the Kodesh Baruch Hu will bless us. Because if we use his tools to bring greater covet to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he'll give us more tools to work with. So what's the next line? Imru lefanai zechroinus malchus v'sheifaris. So we've often quoted of Chaim Friedlander that suggests that this is a suggestion in the different ways that a person presents himself in the Yom HaDin. One is we do a lot of work before the Yom HaDin. We do tshuva. We try to repair things. But sometimes we figure out other ways of presenting ourselves. It's called Eitzos Ladina. And often when a lawyer has to present his case, there are always two approaches. One is to try to argue the positive arguments, the positive sides of his client, and then he has the strategies of how to present it, who to disqualify in the jury, how to speak to what to object to, what to slip in. So legal strategies have two different approaches. One is straightforward, and the other is the Eitzos, to try to put myself in a good position. So maybe the Svarim talk about that. Comes with Yom Neirom, we also look for Eitzos, like we spoke about it Shabbos morning. So Chaim Friedlander suggests that's the end of the Gemara as well. Imru Lefanai, you have to present yourself, make yourself into a Keli, in order to give cover to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Rav Brevda says that's the Pshat, that's what we mean when we say, Vasisim Ola, make yourself into a korban. That we should make ourselves into a keli, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us more chayim and more bracha, so we can announce the Kodesh Baruch Hu's sovereignty in many, many more ways. So Rav Brevda says the following, point 7, that the three brachas, malchias, zechronas, and shofras, each one relates to one of the principles, really an idea that Rav Yosef Alba in the Sefer Yikorim writes. We often speak about the 13 principles of faith. So Yosef Alba spoke about the three principles of faith, three ikar. He spoke about the one ikar, and this is the Ramban, this is in Chumash as well. The one principle is that God ideas, that God is the creator of the world, that he's the prime mover. The other is that God's involved in this world, Scharva Onesh, he's taking care of things in this world. The third is shofar, that the Klal Yisrael is chosen and is a special status. So Yosef Alba writes, it's Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofar. Malchias is that we speak about God being sovereign, that he is the Borei Olam, he's the prime mover, he's Melech HaKol Olam. Zechronos is that Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the world, that is Schar Va'Onesh, that's Hashgacha, he's involved in this world, he's moving things around in the world. And Shofras is that Kodesh Baruch Hu has chosen Klal Yisrael. Shofar is the shofar of Matan Torah and the shofar of Mashiach. The two times when Kodesh Baruch Hu chooses Klal Yisrael most blatantly, Matan Torah and Yemos HaMashiach. So, Rav Yosef Alba says, that's what we're giving expression to. So, Rav points out that the Ramban writes, I think it's the end of Parshas Bol, he's referring to this, the Ramban writes that after all said and done, what is the goal of Tarig Mitzvahs? So, on one level, the goal is to be an Eved Hashem, serve the Rebbe Hashem, do exactly what he wants. He wants Tarig Mitzvah, we'll do Tarig Mitzvah. But on a philosophical level, the Ramban writes that the goal of Kadosh Baruch Hu's program is that we should recognize that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaKol Haaretz, that we should recognize that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach HaKol Olam, and that we should appreciate the Kadosh Baruch Hu's choice of Klal Yisrael. Ramban writes that if you go through the psukim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so there are three different ideas that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is educating us throughout the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And at the end, the Parshas Bo, so Ramban writes, and this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to achieve. And he gave us mitzvahs in order to continuously, over and over again, to emphasize these three ideas. So it comes to Shoshana, and we say, in many, many ways, we say Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch. We say in many, many ways Zechronos. That is that we believe in. We're very committed to Tzchar V'Onesh, Hashgacha. That we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. So it means that we're presenting to the Ribono Shel Olam that even if we have fallen short of the details of the program, but we have accomplished the goals of the program. We've accomplished the goals of Matan Torah, of Targ Mitzvahs. That's Vasisim Olam. That's the rule of Fonai Malchias, Zechronos, and Shofros. That if in Rosh Hashanah, that's the Uvachain. Uvachain, if we come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shaloi Kedos, we can't present ourselves with a perfect portfolio of mitzvahs, and being clean of every chayt, but we can say to the Ribono Shel Olam that the goals of the program we've achieved. So we may not have achieved it to the depth of the Kadosh Baruch Hu one. Vasisim Ola. But we're bringing ourselves to Ribono Shel Olam and saying these are the three basic ideas that you want us to be committed to. We're committed to. And if we're able to say this, so then we are, and this is what the Sam was pointing out, then we're able to say to the Ribono Shel Olam, we are so committed that we will be able to bring greater kavod to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we begin by saying, v'chein tein kavod, v'chein tein pachtecha. That's what we're being mispallel for, because on Rosh Hashanah, that's the tension of the day. On one hand, we are being judged, so all our brachos are in balance. On the other hand, we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus. So we pull the two ideas together, and we come to Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that it's in His best interest to give us brachos, because we're the ones who can further His sovereignty in this world. No one else is going to do it. You say, one of the pesukim that we say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch. So if we look carefully at that pesukim, it's very, very pretty pious. There are three lines. The Chazan usually says each of the lines, depending on the community in which one is found. And the tzibur ends by saying Hashem Melech the first time, Hashem Moloch, and Hashem Yimloch. Right, so the way that it works, except for one paragraph, is that the first line refers to the Malachim. Kol Shinanei Shachak Ba'oimer Ma'adirim. Right? All the angels are expressing your strength, Hashem Melech, God rules. Kol Shochnei Sheket B'vrochem Avarchem. All the ones who can't be so proud of what they do, like the Malachim, we require people. So we say brachos, we bless Hashem Moloch. Elu ve'elu, both of them, begola magdilim, will with a big voice announce Hashem Yimloch. And that's how it repeats itself. The first phrase is called Malachim Maloch, called Eritzel Yonim, called Vudeivad. Next is called Vasike Veses, called Moshli Matza, all the little guys, the guys down here. What's the Melech Moloch? So one of the Sforim says, I think that there's a new Sefer, Shiras David, a new Sefer in Machzer, by one of the great grandsons of the Talmud Rosh Hashiva, of Loch. So he points out that Hashem Moloch, that there were times when God's sovereignty was recognized that we can say. We were able to say Hashem Malach. We were able to say there was a time when the world was created. So there was a time when Hashem revealed Himself of Matan Torah. There was a Kriyas Yamsuf. We were able to say with full certainty, people can say Hashem Malach. Can people say Hashem Melech? Can people say that we clearly see Kadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty right now? That's very, very hard. Right? As we often point out, that on Rosh Hashanah, how does one prepare oneself for davening? How does one prepare oneself? So, lofty idea that we're going to daven for Kadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty. So, how can we daven for that with a full heart? That we daven that Kadosh Baruch Hu should take care of us and bless us with life and with the health and with nachas, those that are so real to us. We know we can daven for those with a pour our hearts out. What does it mean that we daven for Kadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty? We say Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and accept God's sovereignty. Even that is not an easy thing to do. So, in previous years, I thought that we have many ways, unfortunately, to pray for God's sovereignty. That right now we don't see God's sovereignty so clearly. Right now, whenever anything happens to Klal Yisrael, that means that God's sovereignty is lacking. The people don't recognize it. Right? If there could be debates where the Jews should live in Eretz Yisrael, that's God's sovereignty is lacking. If the entire world would recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus, and they would recognize that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's pulling for Klal Yisrael, and all the Rebbeinu Shem wants is that his people should have a small piece of land. So if the world would recognize God's sovereignty, we'd be able to live in Eretz Yisrael in peace. If the world would recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty, then we wouldn't be suffering with bombings and also some terrorist acts. Those are all achilu shem Hashem. The Rav expresses very strongly. Rav used to express that the Holocaust was a great achilu shem Hashem. He often used to speak about this, usually in the context of Yom HaTzmut. He used to speak about that in his mind the reason that one celebrates Yom HaTzmaut is because it was a great release of one of the greatest Chilulei Hashem that occurred. He used to speak about how when he would come from Boston to New York, he would take the train, and in the years of 46 and 47, so the missionaries ran rampant on the trains. They were all over America. And he remembers on the trains, the missionaries were being very successful because the Jews felt that embarrassed. We felt forgotten. So that was a great Chilul Hashem. So who suffered the most in the Shoah? So Jews suffered. Kadosh Baruch Hu suffered. So, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu's shame suffered is transcendent, and the appreciation of the Kadosh Baruch Hu suffers on a Yom HaZeh. Because we don't understand because his parents are not clear. So we can go from place to place. We can think about sitting in front of the Kotel. And we can think about the Chilul Hashem. You sit in front of the Kotel. So it's one of the paradoxes of modern Jewish life that people celebrate in front of the Kotel. It's a bad thing to do, but it's a paradox. It's a strange thing when you think about it. On one hand, it's very exciting. It's the Mokum, it's a focal point for Klal Yisrael, the place of Kedusha for Klal Yisrael. The Shechina never left the Kotel. On the other hand, if there's a place where one feels the Chilul Hashem, which we live in, it's the Kotel, because you look up, so everything that we have is in ruins, and we have excavations, we have archaeological digs, right, that's what we have, and they have a golden dome, right? We don't have the base, the Arabayas, and they can traipse around the Arabayas. That's a tremendous Chilul Hashem, right, in the most profound sense. If a person wants to move oneself in a Rosh Hashanah before davening and think, how am I going to daven for Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus? So we can put it in very real terms for ourselves, because if a Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus would be accepted, if it would be perceived, if it would be apparent, so then there wouldn't be a mosque there, then Yerushalayim, there wouldn't be an East Jerusalem, the world would be so different. So those are ways in which we can't say with a full out of Hashem Melech. We can say, yeah, there are very, very beautiful shuls where this Kadosh Baruch Hu reigns supreme. There are countless lives that recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu's kingship. But to say Hashem Melech, it's not the Malachim can say Hashem Melech. They see things in different light. They're closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They see a Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. The Malachim have seen Kodesh Baruch Hu's Tzidut Hadin come through. They can say Hashem Melech. We can only say Hashem Melech. So that's part of our piety that we say as we're preparing for Malchus, that there'll be a time when Elu Ve'elu. There'll be a time when both of us can say Hashem Yimloch. We understand that there's a time when everyone will come to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Malachim realize that they're saying Hashem Melech, and we're saying Hashem Melech, Elu Ve'elu. But there'll be a time when we'll all say that Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus comes, will become clear. So these are the ideas that a person can focus on in preparing for Malchus, because so much of the Shemona Esrei is davening for Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and then there are two ways of looking at it. Either a person can say expressly in his tefillah that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us a bracha, so then we will be in a better position to be able to express a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus. That's when he says, "Zechreinu l'chaim l'man cholikim chayim." That's when he actually said to the Ribbono Shel Olam, "We will announce your malchus, so give us chayim." Or if we can't say it expressly, then we're intimating that vasisim ola. We are making ourselves into a korban for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That by davening for his malchus, Kodesh Baruch Hu will see that we are worthy subjects, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will have rachmanas on us. All of this is unique to Klal Yisrael. That's all part of Atit and Lon of Yemizikorn and Zeviyava. And that's why before the preamble to Malchus is Aleinu. We say Aleinu all the time. We say it after every davening. But Aleinu was originally established by Yehoshua when he comes into Eretz Yisrael, because that was a moment of Malchus. Kriyas HaYarden. That was a moment when all the nations had pachad of us. We know that they heard of our record. We did a great job with Sichon. Right? We did a great job with the Mo. Now we were marching through. We had Kriyas Yamsuf. Wasn't so. It was 40 years ago. It's still just over a generation. Many, many people remembered Kriyas Yamsuf. So when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, there was this Pachad, and then there was Yericho, where the walls came down. That was Malchus. So Aleinu L'Shambeach, Ladon HaKol, was formulated by Yehoshua because that was a tefillah that was expressed at a moment of Malchus, and that's why we express that Shalom Asanu Ki Goyi Rotzos, Shalom Samonu Ki Mishmachol Sa Adama, Shalom Yisam Chalkeinu Kohem, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu made us different, that we have a much greater ability to express the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus. So we say it every day as a wrap-up for davening. That's why the source of the minhag, that there's a common minhag that if the community is saying Aleinu, say Aleinu. Not for Ashrei, not for Olatzion. Why Aleinu? Because there is another din that if the community is saying Shema, you have to say Shema with the community. If you happen to be learning on the side, and you're at a different point of davening, and saying Shema, you also say Shema. Why? Because it would be a terrible thing if the entire tzibur is being mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, and you're sitting there, and you're not being mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. So I think Aleinu is a similar kind of a tefillah. Aleinu is a form of Kabbalah O Malchus Shemayim. But it's in its original, it's over here in the Musaf of Yom Neiram. And that's why in Yom Neiram, even if a person does not say the phrase Shei Mishtachavim Level Verik Umispalim El Lo Yoshia, so in Rosh Hashanah we do say it. I think Ritzel Chaim Zonnefeld pointed that out. Because here it's part of the Nusach HaTzvila. On the regular day to the end of davening, so you don't say it. It may not make sense to say it. It was taken out because of the censors, but it may not make sense to say it. But on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where it's part of the davening, and Rosh Hashanah is part of the davening, so then everyone should say that line as well. But over here, it means that we are in the position to be able to, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us in order to be able to announce the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus. I was thinking that perhaps, I think the toughest part of the davening is the psukim. In other words, the toughest part of having kavana, to have kavana during Zichronos for the easiest thing. We remember that there also is some very pretty diukim that Ramchal points out. We say, Atzo zocher ma'asei olam, Atzo zocher ma'asei olam, ufokeid kol yitzurei kedem. V'fanecha niglu kol ta'alumos, v'hamon nisteros. We say over and over again that God remembers everything. He's zocher, everything has been done. Ufokeid kol yitzurei kedem, and he remembers. He remembers and he remembers. V'fanecha niglu kol ta'alumos, everything which is hidden that we've forgotten, he is revealed. V'hamon nisteros, and all the hidden things are revealed to him. Ki ein shikchol esneichitzech v'idecha. Because nothing gets forgotten. So the Ramchal suggests that there are two ideas that are being expressed over here. One is that Kodesh Baruch Hu sees everything which has taken place already. We've forgotten the things that some of the mistakes that we've made. And we sometimes forget what brings us to those mistakes. So Kodesh Baruch Hu remembers that Atah Zocher Ma'asei Olam. You remember everything. What's the fanecha neglu kol ta? All the hidden things that are revealed in front of you. Isn't it the same thing as remembering? So Ramchal says, no, that means the future. We are blind in two ways. When we make a mistake, we forget about the mistake sometimes. And then we also can't see what's going to happen because of this mistake. And we said something inappropriately. So that's the mistake that we made. So we sometimes forget about it. We have to try to recall it. We also have no concept of how many things are going to get messed up in the future for the thing that we said. We think we mentioned something to one person. We don't know how often it's going to be repeated. We don't know how often that person is going to remember what we said. We don't know how many times that person is going to be hurt by something that we said. So we get very nervous when we think about this pshat. It's a zocher ma'asei olam. You remember all the mistakes. We have to try very hard to end. So we made a mistake on the Shabbos. So all right. So we ask Kapara for an active Chilul Shabbos. But we don't know if somebody was there and saw it, and then learned from what we did wrong. So we don't know the Hamon Nistaros, the Kol Talumos. How many possible? We don't know some what effect it has on us. Our person said. Chazal say that when a person does an Aveira, Rachmana Litzlan, so that has an impact on the person themselves. So that's how we begin the Brach of Zichronos. Atah Zocher is Kol HaNifol. You will remember everything that's happened as a result. Kol HaNiglos, Kol HaNistoros, L'fanecho Niglu Kol Ta'alumos. So Zichronos, very easy to have Kavanah during Zichronos. Shefaros, to have kavana that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should reveal himself to bring back the glory of Matan Torah, Shavuot Shel Mashiach. Malchius, we explained a little bit how we can encourage ourselves, inspire ourselves to have kavana for Malchius, the hardest part of the psukim. We go through pasuk after pasuk after pasuk, the different approaches. If we see that Malchius, the Chronos, and Shofus are expressions of belief in God as the creator and belief in God as the Zeshkocha process of divine providence and belief in the choice of Klal Yisrael. That's the Rav used to explain it. So the Psukim come as our corroborations of these beliefs. By repeating it over again, that there's a Pasuk over here, and the three times in Chumash, the three times in Navi, the three times in Ksuvim. So that is a corroboration of our belief. Our source of belief comes from what the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us. It could be based on an idea that Rav Chaim Volozhin has in Nefesh HaChayim, that the psukim are what we call in halacha a matir, that the psukim are what give us the right to give expression to these ideas. Rav Chaim Volozhin has in Nefesh HaChayim that sometimes when we say in davening shenemar, why are we saying shenemar? We're saying, why are we telling God that this is what we think because we're quoting and citing a text, quoting a source. So the Baruch Hu knows the source. What's the Shenemar? The Shenemar is that where do we have the right to say certain things to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? All of davening is required The Rebbe used to point out all of davening requires the expression of some kind of right that the Kodesh Baruch Hu, privilege the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. That's the, how we began with Uvachem. Esther Amalka did not really have the right to go into Sia Chashverosh. And she prayed for the privilege to be able to see the king. And Kodesh Baruch Hu worked it out for her that Achashverosh should be taken by her charm and just the Uvachem. The same thing when it comes to Yom Ha'Neirim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Ava, a day when we can present ourselves to Him. And we only have to look back over the course of a year. That Yom Kippur, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a clean slate, so we have a defined amount of time to worry about. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a day where we can present ourselves as a korban, v'asisim ola, that we can present ourselves to Ribbono Shel Olam and say that even if we have lapsed on the details, but the basic ideas we're maintaining. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a time when we can express ourselves and focus on the Kodesh Baruch Hu's malchus to put ourselves in a good position. But what? Who are we to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam that because of me, Kodesh Baruch Hu's malchus will be better? That's very presumptuous. So I think that's what the psukim are for. That by repeating that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave expression to this in Chumash, which He gave to us. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave expression to this by Nevi'im, which He gave to us. By Ksuvim, which He gave to us. That means when Kodesh Baruch Hu talks to us and said, I want you to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That means He wants us to be Mamlechem. So that's what we turn to Rosh Hashanah with the Psukim. If He says that, Kakosu V'Sereserach Hashem Yimlech Olam Vod, because Baruch Hu revealed these ideas to us. If it was important to the Ribbono Shel Olam that during Shira Tayyam, the Jews should say Hashem Yimlech Olam Vod. If He says Vehi Vishurin Melech, Tisatzei Rosh Hashanah Yachas Shivtei Yisrael, that the Baruch Hu tells us, when does He feel like a king? So He's talking to us. So every Pasuk is what we call in Halacha Matir. Every Pasuk gives us that privilege, that license to be able to say to Ribbono Shel Olam, it obviously is important to you. If it wouldn't be important to you, you would not have revealed these ideas to us in your Chumash. You wouldn't have sent a Navi with that Shlichus to tell us. So what gives us the privilege not to be presumptuous on Rosh Hashanah Vatit and Lenu Hashem Lekinu B'Ava? And what gives us the privilege to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu and say that He can trust us, that we will carry Malchus further, He can trust us and we will carry the idea of Hashgach HaPratis, and that we will carry your Shefers. He said, obviously, if you entrusted us with these ideas, Matan Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, so that means that you think we can do it. So that's how we come to Kodesh Baruch Hu with this expression of the Zchus of privilege, that we can come to Ribbono Shel Olam in these ways. And Bez Hashem, that when we present these ideas to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and as we prepare ourselves as much as possible in these days, and then ultimately we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Uvachein, Ovo al Melech Asher Lo Kedos, we did our best. Esther Malchus fasted for 3 days. She had Jews praying for us, so we said Slichas by then, and we had the month of Elul by then, so we prepared ourselves. And comes Hashem itself, and we'll say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you yourself gave us the, just like Achashverosh extends the, what's it called, the Sharvit, to bring Esther in, so the Psukim of Malchus, the Chronos, and Shavuot is that Sharvit. You say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you already gave us the Sharvit a long time ago, 3 times. And that, Bez Hashem, will not only win for us an audience with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but one that will earn his greatest brachos for all of us and for Klal Yisrael in the coming year.